welcome back to another Tanisha.com podcast. This week, I'm going to get into a more serious article. I haven't made a podcast for, I think it's over 3 weeks now. I don't have an explanation. I've just been busy. It's exam season. I don't have exams, but I do have assignments that need to be handed in all at once, apparently. So I'm getting this done between those. We've come out of lockdown, kind of, since my last podcast, which has sort of inevitably inspired some writing about interacting with other people, which brings me to my blog post for this week. So let's just jump right in. No matter how independent you think you are, it's a known fact and a proven fact that people need other people. We are pack animals. In a time where genuine human connection is becoming more and more elusive, we're inevitably struggling with cultivating empathy. It's not to say that we don't have empathy for each other anymore. That's not the case. But the more alone we are, the less practice we have shifting perspectives and tying the laces with care when we put ourselves in the shoes of others. It's really easy to fall victim to the idea that we all live the same experiences. Obviously, within logic, we know that's not true, but we're taught to understand others through our own experiences. Finding common ground is seen as the central element in understanding each other. I think, on some level, sure, we have universal experiences, but everything is different depending on your personal context. So you can absolutely experience the same event as your neighbour and walk away having perceived it and processed it in completely opposite ways. In this way, having things in common is not central to forming and fulfilling positive interactions and relationships with people around you. I raise the idea that common ground isn't necessary for understanding. Maybe you don't need to experience what someone else has undergone to create even a momentary human interaction with them. Perhaps you just need to accept the differences between you two and appreciate them. I was sitting in the middle row of a lecture hall in my first ever journalism class last year. I showed up early because I wasn't sure about which classroom I was meant to be in. I was allowing time for being lost that I didn't need because everyone else had the same idea and I just followed the swarm of first years following the one person who knew where we were supposed to be. We all walked in, we all sat down and immediately turned to the person beside us, making friends, or at least introductions. A very pre-COVID human experience, I must say. But by the time the tutor walked in and started teaching, I'd already made friends with the guy next to me. I haven't spoken to him since, but we'd bonded over having the same kind of phone. We'd automatically searched for common ground. We sought out some path of seeing ourselves in the other, which now is something that I kind of deem unnecessary, but my tutor said something in that class that stuck with me in every interaction I've had since. He was talking about interview scenarios, but he said, "Always approach every interaction carrying the assumption that this person knows something that you don't." Again, it was in a different context, but it's excellent advice in any sense. You have to keep in mind that you don't even know what you don't know. Conversations with people who you don't have anything in common with can be so unexpected and life-changing. I'm someone who's made a bit of a habit of immediate judgment. It's something that I'm working on, but I often find that when I meet a new person, my first impression, it comes in hard and fast, and I make my judgments with minimal foundation. More and more, though, I try to leave conscious room for reconsideration. I'll allow people to change my mind, I'll update my judgment depending on different interactions and different bits of information that they give me. I welcome people to change my mind about them, and I can readjust my perspective as I learn more. And that's a really resourceful skill to have. Nobody is the same all the time, and as my dad reminds me quite often, everyone has their own story. There's always something that I don't know. Maybe the bully at school was having a hard time at home. You can't take everything personally because often it is so not personal. Everyone else does not live their life depending on you. Everyone goes into interactions with their own set of events, thoughts, feelings that have shaped them. if I don't give them a chance, I never get that context and I unfairly misuse or judge their character or take it personally based on my own set of events, thoughts and feelings. This concept really applies to just about everything. Every time you speak to someone, even when you're just thinking about people in general, I think you have to kind of step back and realize that there is stuff you don't know. I often fence it in a lot of my opinions. I sit in the middle because I know that there's no way that I'm equally educated. You don't really get to decide whether someone's a good person or a bad person depending on how they treat you. And I think in the same way, if you think like this, when someone doesn't like you, it's a lot easier to deal with because you know it's probably not about you. In January, I moved back into university accommodation in Wollongong. To my surprise and dismay, I was roomed with someone who I had lived with the year previous. Without naming names, last year I didn't have a good experience living with this person, and I thought of them in a really negative light, and the discomfort that stemmed from our quiet conflict made the unit a pretty hostile environment to live in. While I was annoyed about being roomed with them again, I wasn't willing to tolerate the same negative energy in the unit this year. So I decided to reconsider my judgment of that person. He probably had things going on in his life that he was struggling with and that I didn't know about. I accepted that I didn't know his perspective and therefore I couldn't reasonably place judgment. One morning, I simply apologized. I told him that there were no hard feelings anymore and that we could start on a clean slate. He said the same, and now we're friends. We help each other clean up, we have good conversations, and we feel okay to ask favors of each other. When I was sick, he left a packet of chamomile on the bench just because he heard me coughing. I'm not saying at all that you should be nice to everyone. There are definitely people who you do not owe your kindness to. There definitely should be a limit to the number of chances you'll give someone, but holding that space for acceptance and optimistic doubt is so important. Putting your ego aside and recognizing that you don't know everything about everyone, it can be really, really rewarding. You can learn so much from people who you don't immediately understand. You don't have to like someone to learn from them. We often learn more from the people that we don't get along with. But I know we all have that friend who we didn't like at first, so there's always that opportunity. In terms of giving second chances, ultimately people change. They do, they change all the time. But they probably won't change in your timeline and not according to your preferences. And they shouldn't. It's their life, it's not yours. But you kill chances for connection when you place and hold on to unexamined judgment. All that said, it goes the other way too. You might be really sensitive and carry a need or desire to be liked by others. Most of us do. As I said before, we're herd animals and we do need other people. But try to remember that not everyone knows your story either. They don't know where you're coming from, they don't know your life from your perspective, and you always have the opportunity to teach them and be taught by them. You have to be comfortable with vulnerability within yourself to be receptive and accepting when receiving it from others. In any interaction, you have the opportunity to gather more knowledge, utilize each other's experiences, and become more fulfilled, well-rounded, and empathetic people. That philosophy can only do the world of good for our personal lives and in the context of communities as a whole. That is all for this week. I don't have anything else to say about that. If you're listening to this, like, follow, share, comment, anything. You know how to use your phone. Don't pretend you don't know how to use your phone. This is my second last podcast for the rest of the year. I'm going to be taking a break from churning out content over the Christmas holidays. So look out for that one, and thank you for listening.